Your payroll audit probably starts in the wrong place. Most do. HR teams run variance reports, reconcile gross to net calculations, spot check tax withholdings and feel confident. A 2025 global payroll compliance report tells a different story. Upstream data change failures, joiners processed a week late, leaver still on payroll, salary revisions that never synced are the most frequent root cause of cross-border payroll errors. Not the math. The data feeding the math. That distinction carries real financial weight. The Dole recovered back wages for nearly 177,000 workers in fiscal year 2025, averaging $1,465 per worker. The IRS can levy penalties of up to $340 per form for late or incorrect information returns, and $680 for intentional disregard. Auditing the wrong layer doesn't protect you from any of that. Why gross to net audits miss the point? Gross to net is deterministic. Feed the right inputs and the calculation engine almost never fails. The real drift happens upstream in the HR events that are supposed to trigger payroll changes but don't arrive cleanly, on time, or at all. Consider what actually flows into a payroll run: attendance records, leave balances, mid-cycle salary changes, new hire start dates, termination effective dates, benefit deductions, and tax jurisdiction flags for remote workers. Each is a potential failure point. Time and attendance errors occur at a rate of 1,139 incidents per 1,000 employees, meaning the average organization has more attendance errors than employees in any given pay period. That's before layering on multi-state complexity. Multi-state payroll errors rose 38% year-over-year in 2025, driven largely by remote work. An employee who relocates from Texas to California mid-quarter and isn't flagged until month-end creates a cascading problem: wrong state withholding, wrong SUI rate, potentially wrong pay frequency rules. No gross-to-net audit catches that. A data lineage audit does. The three layers a real payroll audit must cover. Layer 1, HR event completeness. Before a single number is verified, audit whether every qualifying HR event in the period actually reached payroll. Cross-reference your HRMS records of new hires, terminations, promotions, transfers, and leave returns against payroll's effective dates. The gap between HR's record and payroll's record is where phantom wages and missed final paychecks live. This is harder when data lives in separate systems. Organizations expanding internationally commonly run 3 to 8 distinct payroll providers across countries, each with its own data schema requiring manual reconciliation. Every data handoff is a gap. Auditing event completeness forces those gaps into the open. Layer 2, attendance data integrity. Attendance is payroll's most chaotic input. Manual timesheet processing for a 50-person team costs approximately $13,000 per year in admin time and error correction, more than 13 times the annual cost of automated attendance software. Buddy punching alone costs U.S. employers roughly $11 billion per year. An attendance audit isn't about catching dishonest employees. It's about confirming that what your time tracking system recorded is what actually flowed into payroll, including overtime triggers, shift differentials, and leave deductions. If your attendance platform and payroll platform aren't natively integrated, you have a manual export clean import cycle running every pay period. That cycle deserves its own audit checklist. For organizations using biometric face recognition to capture time as EMP Cloud does natively, the audit question shifts from "Did someone punch in?" to "Did that punch in data transfer cleanly to payroll calculation?" The hardware can be perfect while the integration is broken. Check both. Layer 3, regulatory mapping accuracy. Tax table updates, new minimum wage thresholds, benefit contribution limits, these change on state and federal schedules that don't align with your fiscal calendar. The IRS is implementing stricter payroll tax reporting requirements, requiring more frequent submission and tighter integration with government platforms. An audit that only checks whether last quarter's rules were applied correctly misses any rule change that took effect mid-audit period. Statutory compliance accuracy reaches 95% with unified AI-powered HRMS, versus 75-80% with manual systems. That 15-20 percentage point gap traces almost entirely to regulatory mapping, not arithmetic errors. When to run a payroll audit, most teams wait too long. The standard answer is annually. The better answer is after any structural change. New legal entity, new pay type, new country, system migration, acquisition each introduces integration gaps at exactly the moment everyone is too busy to look for them. Audits run shortly after a major change are among the most valuable, because transition errors compound quickly and are easiest to trace while the change is recent. Practical trigger points worth scheduling. After any quarter of significant headcount growth, onboarding volume is when HR event completeness breaks down fastest. Within 30 days of any HRMS or payroll platform migration. At the start of each new tax year, before the first payroll run. After expanding into any new state or country. Following any period of high turnover where offboarding volume spiked. What a useful audit trail actually looks like. A payroll register, the detailed per employee record of wages, taxes, deductions, and net pay is the audit's foundation, not its conclusion. By itself it tells you what was paid. It doesn't tell you why a number changed from the prior period, who authorized a salary revision, or whether an attendance exception was manually overridden. A genuine audit trail captures the full decision chain, the HR event that triggered a change, when the system recorded it, who approved it, and when payroll processed it. Without that chain, you can prove a number is wrong but not trace why, which turns correction into guesswork and makes recurrence likely. Platforms with RBAC and multi-tenant isolation, M Clouds OAuth2/OIDC authorization layer with SSO, RBAC, and multi-tenant isolation being one example, produce cleaner audit trails by design. Permission boundaries prevent ad hoc overrides that go undocumented. The audit shifts from reconstructing what happened to confirming the system did what it was configured to do. The one tool that shortens the entire process. The bottleneck in most payroll audits isn't judgment, it's data assembly. Pulling attendance records, leave balances, salary history, and payroll outputs from separate exports and reconciling them in spreadsheets takes days. It also introduces reconciliation errors into the audit itself. Natural language analytics tools change this materially. mCloud Smart SQL tool lets HR teams pull data from attendance, leave, payroll, and performance in a single conversational query, no SQL knowledge required, no waiting for a data analyst. A question like "show me every employee whose hours in the system don't match their payroll hours this period" returns an answer in seconds, not an afternoon of VLOOKUP work. The downstream impact is measurable. Data from 50-plus enterprises using AI-powered HRMS shows payroll processing time drop 60% from 5 to 7 days down to under 2 hours, with the audit cycle compressed proportionally. For HR teams running payroll across multiple jurisdictions, that compression is what makes a quarterly audit operationally feasible rather than a theoretical best practice nobody actually runs. The honest trade-off. Unified platforms reduce audit complexity, they don't eliminate it. Consolidating onto a single HRMS means a misconfiguration in one module can propagate across all of them. The audit discipline still matters. It just changes shape. Instead of reconciling across three export formats, you're verifying that configuration changes within one system were tested before hitting a live payroll run. Two pieces worth reading before your next cycle: how payroll calculation inputs interact at the source, and how an HRMS that unifies payroll and performance data changes which audits are even necessary. The operational picture differs enough from a standalone payroll tool that the comparison is worth making explicitly before an error surfaces, not after. The companies getting payroll compliance right aren't auditing harder. They're auditing earlier, auditing the right layer, and building systems where the audit trail writes itself. Start your free 15-day EMP cloud trial and run your first natural language payroll query before your next cycle closes. The data you surface in 15 minutes will tell you more than a week of spreadsheet reconciliation. FAQs. 1. What is a payroll audit? A payroll audit is a systematic review of payroll data, processes, and records to identify errors, compliance gaps, and discrepancies before they become costly problems. 2. What causes payroll errors? Payroll errors often start with inaccurate or delayed employee data, attendance records, leave balances, salary changes, and tax information, not the payroll calculation itself. 3. How can an HRMS help prevent payroll errors? An HRMS connects employee data, attendance, leave, and payroll in one system, reducing manual data transfers and helping HR teams maintain accurate payroll inputs. 4. How often should a company conduct a payroll audit? Companies should conduct regular payroll audits and perform additional checks after major changes such as HRMS migrations, rapid hiring, acquisitions, or expansion into new states or countries. 5. What should you look for in payroll management software? Look for integrated attendance and leave management, payroll processing, employee data management, automated workflows, reporting, access controls, and detailed audit trails.